Perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through the Mainstay Suites Facebook page or call 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
KVOE News Time, 8:30 on the dot, and it is Newsmaker 2 time here today. Dwayne Henriksen getting a really big honor from the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce last week, and he is our Newsmaker 2 guest today.
Dwayne, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Ron. How are you today?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that.
Well, my honor.
I have to ask, Dwayne, speaking of that specific topic, what comes to mind when you look at that award from the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce and it says Lifetime Achievement?
Well, it was kind of a real surprise when they announced it at the Rotary meeting the other day. Quite honestly, I'm humbled by the award and thankful for all the support that I've had in this community to make that award even possible.
What was it here, Dwayne, when it comes to, you know, the work that you've done here in the community as a veterinarian, as you know, somebody who's been involved in state organizations and also the community involvement in things like the David Traylor Zoo, Emporia Friends of the Zoo? What is it about Emporia that really has kept you rooted here and kept you wanting to contribute?
Well, of course, I was born and raised here in Emporia, and my folks were very supportive and instilled a lot of community interest in myself. My father was very active in the community. My mother raised a really great family. And with that, when we came back to Emporia, I enjoyed the veterinary practice immensely and the clients that I met, and then got involved in the community myself and enjoyed giving back to the community some of the things that the community had given me.
Dwayne, talk a little bit about what got you interested in veterinary care as a profession and kind of how long you'd been looking at that before you actually decided to make the jump.
Well, of course, a lot of people know that my father was a veterinarian. And when I was a young man, a young kid, I would go and work with him. But really, I said, "Hey, Dad, I really need a real job." And so I got a job out on a farm out south of town, and exposed me to the rural life, to the farming community. Kind of started my interest. Well, you know, veterinary practice would not be a good lifetime profession. And when I finally went to K-State, that's what I decided to do, and I entered pre-veterinary medicine, and the rest is history.
And a lot of history there is, Dwayne. So what have you seen? You've been retired for how long now?
I was just talking about that the other day. I think about 12 years.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You spent a lot, many years, though, with your veterinary practice here in Emporia. What kind of changes have you seen in the vet world, you know, as far as the treatment of animals, the types of animals you may see? Has that changed much over the years? What type of changes have you seen?
Oh, it's been a tremendous change. Like I tell most people, I said, you know, what you learn in school today or what you learn in a professional school today, 30 years from now, you'll be doing something completely different. In the Emporia area, of course, when I first came back from practice in 69, we were a rural community. We had mom-and-pop farms on about every quarter section. And so we had a lot of large animal business. As the years went by, the demographics changed. Those farms became more and more consolidated. And so then I started moving into the more small animal. There were five of us in the practice, which really was fortunate to have good partners that we're all very progressive and interested in providing good service to the community. And so, you know, veterinary medicine's changed just like our own medical care has changed too.
Speaking of changes, how has Emporia changed from your perspective over the last 30 to 40 years?
Well, of course, growing up in Emporia, you know, the downtown was quite a lot more developed than it is today. But Emporia, I think, when I go on vacations and visit other small towns about our size, I think Emporia is doing a very good job of maintaining their main street, having good schools. We're fortunate to have a university here in Emporia, and I think we're doing pretty good.
Well, let's talk about your family, Dwayne. You know, you've got quite a footprint here in Emporia. And we've had your wife, Geraldine, on with us many times, and
yeah.
Her love for writing and books. And you have kids, too, that have been pretty impactful here. Talk about your family just a little bit.
Of course, my wife, Geraldine's been the backbone of she's been my editor. She's been kept me grounded. And we have four wonderful kids. Of course, a lot of you know Christy. Who's active in the community with real estate, and then, of course, the Unbound, the DK200, and done a lot of things good for downtown Emporia, I think. And Beth is our second daughter, and she was with Christy in the real estate business for, 5 or 6 years here in Emporia, and she's now in the Kansas City area and is doing... she's still in real estate somewhat and does some other professional things, too. And then my son, Todd, is a veterinarian, and he lives here in Emporia with his family. He's a board-certified veterinary radiologist and came back from the Cleveland-Akron area about 12 years ago now and established a business called Flint Hills Imaging. And it's grown considerably, and so he does a lot of his work right out of his home. And then my youngest is Sarah, who's a veterinarian in Wichita, and she just recently purchased a veterinary hospital there in the west part of Wichita.
I have to ask.
I'm real proud of my kids, and they've all done well and been very fortunate.
I have to ask about that because, you know, you got several kids in veterinary and several that are in completely different fields here. I guess looking at the family tree, how are, you know, possibilities here, the family's influence branching out into all sorts of different areas?
I think the veterinary branching is probably going to be cold at this point. I don't see... any future veterinarians? Well, I can't say that for sure with Todd's kids. At this point, they're pretty young and still learning different things and have different interests. And I think Sarah's kids, they're in high school. I'm not sure what their direction is at this point. Of course, my family itself, my brother was a veterinary Warren who lived here in town. And practiced with us, and unfortunately we lost him too early. My dad was a veterinarian, my uncle was a veterinarian, my aunt married a veterinarian, Todd's wife is a veterinarian, so it's kind of, as Geraldine told one of the kids that whoever they married shouldn't be a veterinarian because she got tired of talking about veterinary medicine around the dinner table.
pretty tough not to, I'll tell
you. True.
Yeah.
With that group. And Dwayne Henriksen, again, is our guest. Dwayne is receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce, and that will be awarded Friday night at the Memorial Union on the campus of Emporia State as part of the Chamber of Commerce annual dinner and meeting this coming Friday night. It's sold out, by the way. It's going to be a big crowd attending the function here on Friday. And we talked about just some of the things you've been involved with outside of your practice. We know you're big into photography, but let's, if we could, a minute, Dwayne, talk about your involvement in leading the charge in the renovation of the Granada Theater. How big was that to get that done, and what we see now is a thing of beauty there?
Well, that was a big project for the city of Emporia, and I got involved in that with driving by, and John Mallon and group had kind of bought that, and were trying to start saving it or cleaning it out. And a friend, Sharon Stewart, she said, "You know, you'd be good on that committee." And so I thought, well, maybe I would. And so I joined the Emporia Theater Granada Alliance with the idea that I would have a paintbrush in hand and go down and do a little bit of painting, and that would be it. But as it turned out, it got more involved in that. And so that was quite a project, and we had a lot of good people. We had a lot of good fortune to complete that wonderful project, and I think it has really added some impetus to redevelopment in the downtown area of Emporia. So it was a team effort.
Yeah, and clearly with the Granada in heavy use here, that has to make your heart glad.
Yeah, I still remember the first performance. It was the Chinese acrobats was the first performance that we had, and I think Melissa Windsor was the Arts Center director at that time, and we had an early performance in the morning for the school kids, and they came out, and both of us were in the balcony watching, and both of us had tears in our eyes.
I bet. Yeah. To see that come to fruition. Well, we see your photos. If anybody is on Facebook and social media platforms, Dwayne pops up with great shots of your visits around not only what we have here in Emporia, but the Flint Hills and some of your other travels. You really do a fine job with your photography. That's looks like it's something that you enjoy doing.
I do enjoy doing photography. It gives me an avenue, which is hopefully I can use some of my creative abilities and enjoy the challenge of taking good photographs and get you out in the country and enjoy the Flint Hills and nature and activities that are going on in Emporia.
Well, we see some of your photographs on the side of buildings here in Emporia. Tell us about that project.
Well, that was with a project with Emporia Celebrates the Flint Hills, which was an organization started by, kind of as a vision of George and Gail Milton. And the original emphasis on that was to do things when the Symphony in the Hills was occurring. And, of course, the symphony moves around, and so eventually we started doing projects here in Emporia. And murals were one of them, and so we did a seasonal mural there on the pool building. And John Poole gave us permission to use that space. And supposedly we change that out every season, but we have a little difficulty getting it changed out. So there's four different seasons, and we're looking for a place to put those perfectly.
Gotcha. And then obviously we've talked a little bit about the zoo, but you were also involved with the Oasis Capital campaign, which is still bearing fruit.
The Oasis campaign for the Emporia David Traylor Zoo was a good success. And I would imagine with Rick Mitchell was my co-chairman on that. And the other thing about Emporia is that we really have some wonderful foundations that have been very supportive to a lot of projects that improve the quality of life. And the Jones Foundation, the Trestler, all these foundations, recently the can't think of their names now. But anyway, we've been very fortunate to have those supportive foundations here in Emporia. The Oasis campaign, we're about two-thirds done with the first part. The Education Center will soon be open, and it's going to be a fantastic facility. Have a very nice entrance to the zoo now, and it's just a good improvement for Emporia, and it's one of the free zoos around, and hopefully we can keep it that way.
Well, and don't forget, if you'd like to help out, Emporia Friends of the Zoo having their big benefit auction coming up on March the 1st, which is just around the corner. So
right.
You can get your tickets for that.
And if you need some tickets, I have a few.
Knew you would. We knew you would.
Yep. I knew. Yeah.
Well, Dwayne, congratulations on the award from the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce. Much deserved. And we thank you. We thank you a lot for all you have done and all that you continue to do. Sounds like you're keeping quite busy in your retirement.
Well, as long as I'm able, I'm going to keep kind of busy. But, you know, as you get older, it's important that the older people let some of the younger people accept some of these responsibilities, because there's lots and lots of possibilities and lots of leadership in our younger generation. And sometimes as we get older, we think, you know, it ought to be done this way, and that's the only way it can be done. But that's not true. And so I think it's a good time to kind of relax and let the younger generation take over the duties in a community.
Let them do some heavy lifting. There you go.
That's right. And they'll enjoy it too.
Outstanding. Well, Dwayne, congratulations. It's a much deserved honor for you, and really appreciate your time with us here this morning. Best of luck for you the rest of the time.
Thank you.
Dwayne, thanks for your time.
See you Friday night.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
See you Friday.
Okay. You bet. Bye.
Dwayne Hendrickson, Lifetime Achievement Award, Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce. We could have gone on.
We could have for a while.
Dwayne has been involved with, and he's made quite an impact here.
Yes.
On this community in this area. So thanks, Dwayne, and congratulations again.
Congratulations to Dwayne. Also, congratulations, too, for the other